For nearly 2 years now, work has been underway to upgrade and rebuild the railroad tracks that run through Sonoma County. And all that time, regular freight trains have been running on those same tracks.
Two times a week is our normal schedule, although we run extra if our shippers need it. Normally we go from Shelville into Petaluma and Windsor on Tuesday and do the same thing on Thursday. And we've coordinated those operations with the contractor, Stacy Wittbeck-Herzog.
John Williams is president of the Northwest Pacific Company, NWPCO for short, which operates those trains. But he admits that coordinating with the construction work can be complicated.
We've had a fair amount of juggling to do. As you might imagine, it's a huge project that SMART has undertaken. We've had excellent cooperation with Stacy Wittbeck-Herzog, and we've worked through our issues so that they get the most time they can to work on the track and improvements, and we have as much time as we need for the most part to service our shippers.
A detailed written agreement between the parties was negotiated and signed before the reconstruction project began, but SMART spokesman Matt Stevens notes that the cooperation between the contractor and the NWP has gone beyond that.
Stacy and Wittbeck/Herzog has helped NWPCO replace a grade crossing by loaning them some equipment without charge. And in turn, NWPCO has lengthened a construction window that has allowed Stacy Wittbeck to rebuild a major bridge in Sonoma County in a time frame that went beyond SMART's agreement with NWPCO. Normally, the contractor has a 4-day work window, and then they have to patch the railroad tracks back together so NWPCO can deliver freight. It normally would have taken 3 weeks to build the bridge, and they negotiated 10 days with NWPCO, so by working 24/7, Stacy was able to rebuild the Cinnabar Bridge in 10 days.
The twice-weekly freight trains have also assisted in recent tests of railroad crossings.
When the new grade crossing signals are put in place, they have to be tested for train movement. So we provide the trains. We do pretty much what the contractors ask us to do.
In addition, NWPCO has picked up some extra business by delivering construction materials to the contractor, which John Williams sees as a classic win-win.
Without our trains, they would have had to charge a substantial amount of additional money in order to do the work because they'd have had to truck the materials in.
However, Matt Stevens predicts that a new test of this cooperation will come when the passenger trains begin service, which is now expected to be in 2016.
SMART does have priority in terms of delivering passenger service, so unlike Amtrak, which oftentimes has to pull over and wait for freight trains to pass, SMART will be able to operate passenger service, and the freight service has to work around SMART, but we're working well with them.
By then, however, the freight trains may also be able to run a little faster on the new tracks. That's something they can't quite do yet, not until all the crossings are upgraded and proven safe. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.